Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Aditya Malani from the HT Media Group. I would like to welcome you all to our Quarter 4 and Full Financial Year 2024-25 Earnings Webinar. As a reminder, all the participants will be in listen-only mode. After we are through with the presentation, there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions. I now hand over to Ms. Anna Abraham, CFO, Hindustan Media Ventures Limited, and Head Investor Relations, HT Media Group. Thank you, and over to you, Anna.
Thank you, Aditya. Good afternoon, everyone. A warm welcome to all of you to the earnings webinar of HT Media Group for the fourth quarter and full financial year 24-25. Joining me on today's call are Mr. Piyush Gupta, Group CFO, Mr. Parvez Bajan, Head Financial Controllership and Taxation, and members of our Investor Relations team. We will be taking you through the highlights of the financial results of Hindustan Media Ventures Limited, which were announced yesterday, and the results of HT Media Limited released earlier today out. Please note that our comments during this webinar will be in line with the presentation slides, which along with the financial statements are available on the stock exchanges and in the Investor Relations section of our respective websites. Please refer slide 2, which has a cautionary statement. This, in line with our usual practice, we would not be sharing specific guidance on revenue or on earnings projections. The following slide presents our chairperson's comments on the company's performance for the quarter and the full year, and I quote, "In the last financial year, your company saw consistent growth in terms of both revenue and profitability in most quarters, indicating a broad-based upswing, especially in the latter half of the year. The improvement can be attributed to conscious efforts and aimed at growing the business, incrementally higher pricing, a dip in prices of key commodities, and cost rationalization. The annual festive season saw increased spending by consumers, and this, along with elections in some states, provided a conducive environment to growth in the second half of the year. In terms of annual consolidated performance, your company's total revenue as well as profitability saw a marked improvement. Our print business revenue remained stable, even as it saw a considerable rise in profitability. Our radio business grew revenues on the back of focused on-ground events, although its margins remain under continued pressure. The digital business led by OTT Play once again posted strong revenue traction and also saw incremental improvement in margins on account of better cost control. Treating the just-ended financial year as a springboard, your company is looking to keep the momentum going in the digital business, build on the gains made last year in the print business, and streamline the radio business. Your support and trust drive what we do. We are committed to delivering reliable news and meaningful entertainment that keeps multiple audiences informed and engaged." End of quote. Today's agenda will cover the consolidated financial results for the fourth quarter and the full financial year 24-25. This will be followed by details of our print, radio, and digital business segments. Following the presentation, we will open the floor for a Q&A session. With this, I hand over the call to Piyush.
Thanks, Aditya. Thanks, Anna. We'll be tracking the webinar on the screen. So let's dive into it. So the first slide is consolidated financial summary. As you can see, growth seen in overall revenue and profitability for the concluded quarter as well as the fiscal year. On the left side is the quarterly financials. On the right side, you can see the annual numbers. Robust improvement in net cash position as compared to the prior year. So total revenue on the quarterly basis grew 12%. PAT grew 88% from a 30 to 57. On a full year basis, the revenue growth was 7%. And PAT came to a positive number at 20 crores, which is a substantial increase. And EBITDA grew by 58%. If you see the net cash position, we have, as of 31st March, cash in excess of 1,000 crores on the books. Diving into the print performance, despite muted growth in advertising and circulation, segment profitability remains very strong, led by softer newsprint prices. So as you can see, the ad revenues are flat to marginally declining across quarter and year, But if you look at the operating EBITDA margin, there's a strong growth, and quarter ended with the EBITDA of 61 crores, and on a full year basis, it was 121 crores, which is a growth of 67%, with a margin expansion also 300 to 400 basis points. If you break down the print into Hindi and English, let's look at the English numbers. So YoY, the revenue and revenues are flat, which is a -1%. And on a full year basis, it's a growth of 3%. Circulation revenue, there's a decline of 27%, and on a full year basis, it's a decline of 14%. Hindi, again, we see the softness in revenue continuing with a decline of 5% on a quarterly basis and a 4% on an annual basis. On a circulation revenue, you see 7% decline on a quarterly basis and a 9% decline on an annual basis. Radio, now segment revenue improved, driven by increase on ground events during the year, and margin, however, continues to remain soft. On the top line, you can see the quarterly numbers on top line grew 72% to 82 crores, and on a full year basis, 204 crores, which is an increase of 30%. Digital, as you can see, strong growth in segment revenue, both for the quarter and the fiscal year, led by OTT Play and Shine business, and segment losses reduced during the aforesaid period. On a quarterly basis, revenue grew 35% to 58 crores, and on a full year basis to 212 crores, which is an increase of 38%. Yeah, with that, we come to Q&A.
Thank you, Piyush. We will now begin the Q&A session. You can click on the raise hand option, which will enable the moderator to unmute you for posing your query. Please introduce yourself before posing your query, and kindly restrict to a maximum of two questions per participant so that we may be able to address questions from all participants. We will wait for a few moments while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumra. Mr. Mohit, please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Just one second. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. So, this is Mohit Kumra. My questions are specifically directed to HMBL and to OTT Play, to get even more specific. So now in this quarter, we have done about 20 crores of revenue, and we are losing about 1.30 rupee for every 1 rupee of sale, approximately. So what is the rate at which you expect growth in the coming year in revenue, and at what point do we at least get to a one-to-one breakeven? Like, what is your estimate in this matter?
So, we don't give specific guidance, Mohit, but broadly, as you can see, we have been growing on a quarter-on-quarter basis. And the losses have also reduced from what we had reported last year. We expect to keep up the momentum on the growth side, given that it's still a very nascent business from that perspective. And you know, hopefully by end of this year, we should be in a break-even situation. But it depends on if we scale fast enough, we may invest more on the business as well. So difficult to predict, but we would be looking for to continue the growth momentum.
Okay. In the last call, when I spoke to you, we broadly agreed that 1% of the paying OTT subscribers in India is your baseline assumption, which is around 200-250 crores of revenue. When do we expect to reach this? You sound very confident, by the way, in your traction of the business, I must say. So, am I reading this correctly that you are very confident in?
So Mohit, hi, this is Piyush Desai. So look, Mohit, I think broadly, because we don't give any guidance and we are investing behind a business in which we are seeing some traction on the top line, which of course is coming for a reasonable amount of cost. But if you are looking at one unit of revenue to a unit of cost, this year is definitely much more efficient than the year prior. And I can absolutely bet that next year will be efficient. Now, looking, doing a crystal ball gazing and saying, when will we reach a 1:1 unit? I can't say, but I can tell you the plans that we have put forward drives efficiency much more aggressively. And that's because of the last two and a half years experience that we have built into this thing and various efficiencies and productivity measures that we are driving. But can we tell you with some amount of confidence that that's going to happen in 3 months, 6 months, or a year? We can't.
But traction is definitely there. You are not disappointed.
Absolutely. If you see the fourth quarters, if you see the fourth quarter's growth versus the same quarter last year versus the first quarter, both in absolute number and the gradient of growth, you can see a difference. I mean, just look at the first quarter's call versus this quarter's call on OTT Play.
Yeah, and do we expect similar growth going forward?
Well, that's the plan.
Okay, can I ask one more question, please?
Go for it.
On your latest balance sheet, how much, and I'm only speaking of HMBL right now, standalone. So on
Substantial
the
part of it. Substantial part of it is sitting on HMBL's balance sheet.
no,
Your
that I
question is
understand.
on
I,
cash.
my 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 question is absolutely different. What is the amount of that ad for equity property which is sitting on your balance sheet right now?
Well, we don't give that number separately, but I can tell you for quite some time now, substantial part of our ad for equity deals are happening on the HMEL balance sheet. So, a substantial part of the properties and the risk and reward and the economics of that is sitting in HMEL's financial.
But you give me that number every year. I ask you every year, and every year you give me a number of how much.
Overall number, you know, but
Look, broadly, I will give you that number this year also. So look, what I give you every year is on a fully diluted basis, our investment position will be, north of 1,000 crores. Now, those numbers are very, very, very high level numbers. We will not be able to give you a diluted state, what's equity, what's convertible instruments, what's real estate, what's profit, what's the revenue, and so on and so forth. But the substantial part of that is sitting in HMBL for sure.
So last year you confirmed that it was approximately 250 crores. Are we still around there only? I'm
Well,
talking only of
I can
HMBL.
neither confirm nor deny that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash R. Please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon.
Good
Hello.
afternoon. Rahul, please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Yeah, hi. I'm Yash. Good afternoon. I have a couple of questions. First, to begin with, I was trying to analyze the numbers from a print perspective. I could see that the operating revenue is almost flat for HMBL, but I think HT English has done well. So where have we done well? Because in the presentation, I couldn't see that in the revenue itself.
Yeah. So if you see in the presentation, we've actually called out in the respective areas also. So the Hindi has not done well because of a large revenue from government in the base. Last year, prior to the national election, there was a fair bit of spend happening from the government end. So most vernacular players, especially Hindi players, you would see had a substantial revenue coming from the government, because of which is of course not maintainable this year, because the first quarter had the COC also coming in, and therefore most Hindi players have declined on the back of decline in government revenue. Commercial revenue has grown even in Hindi. And in English, we have seen growth because growth government was not such a substantial component. And we've called out the growth, the critical segments in our deck as to which are the segments which also contributed to the higher growth.
Okay, thanks for the information. But the question was slightly different. What I'm trying to say is that the revenues have declined, right? It is at 158 versus 159, the ad revenue for English. And even the circulation revenue has taken a beating of around 27%. But there seems to be an uptick in the operating profit. So what has worked well, which is there on the cost side, which seems to be?
So well,
yes, okay. cost has substantially improved, because if you remember, last year was a year of heightened newsprint pricing, and therefore most of the margin expansion is attributed to the savings in newsprint that's come through. Having said that, advertising revenue also saw basis a mix of categories and absolute price increases, there's been an overall yield improvement in the advertising revenue despite growth not being that strong, and therefore that has also contributed to the margin.
So what has been the improvement in yield in terms of percentage? Or if
you just be able to quantify that for you, but there is a yield improvement there.
And what about on the volume front?
One will give you the other, right? So we won't be able to give you the split.
Okay. And also, what about the employee costs? Those have gone down in this quarter again.
You are now referring to the... quarter on quarter.
Correct. Yep. It's at around 43 odd crores versus 46 in the previous quarter.
This is console, right? That you're looking
at? Yeah, I'm talking about console. That's correct. Yes.
114. This is quarter 114 and 108. Those are the numbers you're looking at?
No, I'm talking about 43 crore, which is sitting in your HT console. I'm sorry, I'm talking about
standalone number. That's the confusion. Console number is different.
Okay.
That's kind of, flat to marginal.
Okay. And what about the increase in your other income, which seems to be from HMVL primarily?
That's largely treasury. We've had a substantial gain in treasury, given that there's been a favorable yield movement in line of rate actions as well as anticipated actions in the market.
So it's mainly yield is what you're talking about, right? The return.
We were positioned to take advantage of the yield movements in the market.
Okay. All right. So...
Dear participant, sorry to interrupt, but may we request you to fall back in queue for...
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. The next question is from the line of Mehul Parikh. Please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Good afternoon, Piyush and Anna. This is Mehul Parikh here, individual shareholder.
Good afternoon.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah. So I had a question on the accounting side, primarily. That is, we get around annual subscription of say 2,400 rupees from a OTT subscriber, and we are say offering a coupon of 40% or 50%. What do we take as a top line? Meaning, in segment revenue, do we take 2,400 and put 1200 as expenses in the result, or do we take net of 1200 rupees as a segment revenue?
Net.
We take net as a segment revenue, right?
Yeah.
And for MSOs also, it works the same way.
For what?
Large wholesale buyers like MSOs and the tie-ups that we do.
Yeah. It
works the same way. Okay. And one more question: Hindustan Adventures is a initiative of HMBL, or is it under some other company?
It is under HMBL.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jay Datani. Please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Hello,
yes. Please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Yeah, so this is Jay Datani. I'm an individual investor.
So my question is specific to the radio segment. As you can see, there's a significant improvement in the top line in the radio segment, but at the same time, the losses have also gone up quite significantly. So if you can give us an explanation on that, what are the reasons behind that?
So we have actually called it out on the investor deck also to say that the increases has been largely on the account of on-ground events that we have done in this year. Unlike the core FCT revenue, which every increase in revenue falls to the bottom line because of the fixed nature of the business, where the cost is mostly on the statutory fee side. When we go into the non-FCT streams of revenue, there is bound to be a related cost also associated with it. This year we went, we kind of experimented with certain scaled events, and therefore the cost structures were a little higher than our usual events that we do. Doing events is nothing new, just that here this year we went for a couple of big initiatives, which is why you're not seeing the commensurate improvement in the profitability.
All right. And going forward, if you can give us kind of a guidance on that segment for the
See,
year.
Revenues still remain a challenge largely for the industry. So while we are at it and we will see some level of growth, we believe the larger growth will come in line of non-FCT initiatives. Doesn't mean that it's only events. There are many initiatives that we do, including on-air properties, which we are focusing more on from a segment perspective.
All right. Thank you. That's it from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mehul Pathak. Please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Piyush. Congratulations on a positive set of numbers. I think after a long time, we are seeing such good numbers. Two questions. My first question is related to the segment results. Now, if you could just throw a little more granularity on the quarterly 47 crore number for printing and publishing compared to 26.33 last March. So the delta 21 that is coming from, where is it coming? Second question, not second question, the other question related to segment results is that on radio and digital, the assets deployed are 278 crores and 37 crores, and the losses are 37 crores and 102 crores. In fact, the digital on 37 crores, we are showing a loss of 102 crores. How do we interpret these numbers, and what do we make of them? Second question is, Hindustan Media, I was little taken aback yesterday that we have decided to invest in a company that is electric mobility related. We are not paying dividend there, but investing in an electric mobility company. If you could explain the logic of doing that, being a media company. Thanks.
Okay, Mehul, I'm going to take your questions in the reverse order. So the first on the investment, it is not a cash investment. It is an AFE investment itself. So there is no cash being deployed for that investment. It's just that it triggered disclosure. That's that. So there is no cash being deployed in that investment. On the digital business, on a full year basis, we've actually reported 212 crores of revenue with a loss. And you can see that it's a substantial improvement versus last year. Because as we've been articulating, and you've also seen in HMBL, there's a huge investment which is going in OTT to kind of build the business. This is the second full year of operations. We have therefore seeing it as an investment, and that is contributing to it. So this HMBL also adds up to the OTT, also adds up to HTML. So it's both in HMBL and HTML. That's a big component which is coming. But OTT has significantly scaled in terms of revenue, which was the initial query from one of the participants as well. We are also seeing good, healthy growth in Shine businesses, and we have seen it improve on the profitability as well. There is a smaller business also that we are investing on, which is our Mosaic business, where on the core product proposition, etc., also we have in this year done some level of investment for scaling up. That's for the revenue going forward. That's also forming part of this segment, but that is no, that investment is nowhere compared to the kind of investment we are doing in OTT. So from a 154 crores of revenue last year, digital revenues have grown to 212, while the losses we have reduced from 114 to 102. So we are scaling the revenue, but it's also at a lower loss position. Coming to
Radio,
we spoke about that it is a mix of revenue which is impacted, and that's a very different scenario from the digital business, which we are being about. And radio will see, unless the regulatory changes come in, there'll be some level of pressure on margins from that perspective, because the FC, the that platform has not seen revenues come back post-COVID to the extent, say, print has or digital has, etc.
And print EBITDA margin. Print EBITDA.
So
Yeah.
On the printing and publishing segment, this entire uptick that you are seeing coming is, as Anna was explaining earlier to another participant earlier, there's been a lot of work which has been done on yield, which has given a lot of operating leverage and which is falling to the bottom line. So it's all print which is driving that uptick in profitability.
When you say yield, I do not exactly understand what it means.
So there's newsprint savings on one hand, and there is advertising price. When we mean yield, we are actually talking about pricing of advertising. It's not termed as yield in the industry. And based on the categories that we have seen contributing this year, as well as conscious price correction that we have been on, which Piyush talked about last year, has been talking about since last year, we managed to make inroads there. And therefore, we are the revenue growth. Revenue that you're seeing in print is despite volumes being negative in the market. So that means that we have been able to improve the pricing on our revenue.
Just a follow-up question is that on digital and radio, at this rate, we'll wipe out, 6% of net worth, almost every year. So is there any thought on the run rate of the losses the next few years, how much it will come down?
Yeah, Mehul, we will need to, if we need to build businesses are difficult to set up within 2 years. So therefore, there will be some level of investments that we have to do if we have to get in inroad, make inroads into a new business segment, which is what OTT play is, and to establish it. What we've been able to demonstrate is that we are scaling up by reducing losses, and we hope to be on that journey. But with the intent is to build businesses, and therefore we will see some more investment before the returns come through in that. Radio, while it is losses, it's not a significant number at this point of time. And we did see break-even. We then basis mix did see when we scaled up, we saw some negative. And hope is that when we will bring it back to break-even to positive sooner, in the near term itself. That's a different story. Digital, of course, we are building businesses, so we will have to invest a bit before we can achieve that.
Thanks, Anna. But please take a look at ENIL numbers. ENIL has reported a fantastic set of numbers on radio.
Actually, yeah, we have seen those numbers. It is, I mean, the profit growth.
But we will have.
No, no, profit growth is not there for them. And I mean, maybe it is profit growth has declined, actually. While they both of them have the advantage of being in non-metro, which is actually growing faster than metro, while we are a metro player. But anyway, we should move on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash R. Please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Yeah, hi, Anna. So I was just asking about this question about your employee costs, which have actually gone down versus previous quarter. So it was 114 crore in Q3, which ended on December 24, versus 108 crore. So why is there a reversal?
in this quarter? Because normally that happens in the first quarter, right?
In some businesses, we've had some rationalization. So therefore, that accounts for part of the difference. And the part is, yes, there could be some reversals in the quarter.
Okay.
And then there's also sometimes if a quarter three is a festive quarter, so there is some level of incentive, etc., which gets paid off, which is not a run rate number.
Okay, got it. And again, in terms of HMVL, now I know I spoke about, I asked this question earlier as well, but does other income of HMVL include some profit on sale of AFE investments as well?
Yes, it does.
But the larger gain is on account of yield, is what you said, right?
This year, there is a substantial profit on sale of AFE also, but the larger component is treasury.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all. With this, we come to the end of the Q&A session. If you have any further queries, please reach out to the investor relations team. Our contact details are given in the investor presentation and are also mentioned on our websites. I now hand over to Piyush for closing remarks.
Thank you, Aditya. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining our Q4 FY25 and full year FY25 call. We are pleased. We are pleased that some of you like the set of numbers that we published. We hope that this trajectory will continue. We've already drawn our annual plan, which is a growth plan, basis which we will strive and do our best to get greater performances and investment in future-looking businesses, which will create long-term sustainable value for all shareholders, is something that we are at it, and we will strive to do our best. With that, thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you in the next quarter's call.